Hi, my name is Frank Lavinia. I'm a Windows 8 champ and developer evangelist here at Microsoft for the US public sector team. Today, I'm going to talk to you about integrating geolocation into your game. If you have any questions about this topic or anything related to Windows 8 development, feel free to reach out to me. You can find me on Twitter at Tabletier, contact me through my blog at franksworld.com, or email me directly at frankla@microsoft.com. So really, let's talk about some of the scenarios and use cases where you could leverage geolocation for your game. Well, for one, you could filter high scores by location. You could show users who's the best in their town or their state. Or you could find other gamers playing the same game that are nearby to you. Additionally, you can also integrate local landmarks or place names into the content of your game. You could say, aliens have landed in Bayonne, New Jersey. Or, a monster was seen walking around the Contoso building. You could even use imagery from Bing Maps in your game based on a user's location. I had seen this several years ago in a Silverlight web-based game where the system would automatically know where you were, and you would fight and shoot down aliens over your hometown. It added a fun extra angle that made the game a little bit more personal. So really, the only limit is your imagination on what you can do. There are two ways to determine location in Windows 8. The first is the W3C compliant method that you typically find in HTML. Now, if you use the code that will work just fine on the browser, it will also work in a Windows 8 application written in JavaScript. Additionally, there's also the Windows Runtime or WinRT sensor API. Now, the main difference between these two is that the W3C method does not use GPS. The Windows Runtime method will use the GPS if it finds it available. If it does not find a GPS available, it will fall back to using other methods to determine location. First, we'll talk about the W3C standard method. And it's important to note that in the W3C standard method for geolocation, a GPS sensor is not used. Instead, location is actually determined from a web service that uses IP address and, if available, Wi-Fi data. It uses Wi-Fi hotspots to triangulate the user's location. For more information on the standard, please refer to the link on the screen. Now, if you're using Windows RT, the Windows RT API, first the system will look for a GPS sensor. If it finds one on a device, it will use that. It will use data from the GPS sensor. Failing that, location is actually determined from a web service that uses IP address and Wi-Fi data. Basically, the same one that Internet Explorer would use. A note here, I'd like to talk about respecting users' privacy. In order to protect a user's privacy and their location being part of that, we require that applications have to ask for the user's location. They must ask for access of the system. And to do that, you declare location as a capability in the Windows Store Apps manifest file. You can see the manifest file by opening up the package.appx manifest file in your solution. When you double click on it, you instantly get a graphical user interface to edit the file, and just click on capabilities and check the location box. But I want to point out that users are always in control. One of the interesting things here is that the user can actually revoke the permission that the app has to location services at any time by pulling up the settings and permissions through the settings charm on the charms bar. On the first run, however, the user is actually presented a dialog asking for permission. And your code must be able to gracefully handle being denied access to location services. So here's an example of what the code looks like for using the Windows RT API. You get a reference to the geolocator, which exists in the windows.devices.geolocation namespace. And using a promise, you make a call to the get geo position async method. And then when that promise returns, you pass it, you can go off to a function that can capture the coordinates, the latitude, longitude, as well as accuracy and other types of data. For contrast, this is the standard code for getting the user's location from Internet Explorer or any other HTML5 compliant browser. You'll see that conceptually it's pretty much, you know, it's very similar. You'll notice that there's a slightly different method to pull in the controller, the geolocation APIs. But keep in mind that, you know, for different browsers may not support this feature, so you have to do a check and make sure that it's there. And you want to make sure that by checking to see if it's not undefined. If it's there and it has a value other than undefined, then you pass it a handler, a function handler, to get current position. And that get current position contains, again, you know, latitude, longitude, and all sorts of data related to position. So with that, I encourage you to get started now. We're going to go through a demo next, but while I have your attention here and while I have the slide up, I'd like to talk about you know, getting started with Generation App. You can sign up at the link on the screen or simply scan the QR code. And now is the time to get started and enjoy first-to-market advantage. So first, I'd like to demonstrate pulling in the user's location from HTML using the standard W3C API. So to start there, I've created a HTML file that's more or less empty, and I'll open it in Notepad. And you'll see that I've marked the doc type as HTML, and this tells the browsers, or whatever's interpreting this, that this is actually an HTML5 document, and to expect HTML5 calls. You'll see there's nothing exciting here. I have a head, body, and an H1 tag. Now, here is the code we're going to insert. So I'll just enter some script tags and paste in my geolocation code. So I'll maximize the window so we get a better feel for exactly what's going on. So again, I pull in the navigator.geolocation object. And then I check to see if it's defined. Remember, in browsers, you never quite know what the end user's browser is going to be able to support. And you'll notice that if it does find a geolocation object, I call a get current position code. And I pass a function here as a to that function that'll get called back when the position information gets sent. So that show location method or function gets called, and it's passed a position by the API, and we can retrieve the latitude and longitude, and I display that inside the H1 tag. So let's save this and then open this up in Internet Explorer. You'll notice at the bottom, because this is a local file and because I'm making calls to JavaScript, it's requesting that I allow the block content. And you'll also notice down here that this file wants to track my physical location, and I'll allow it. And we'll see that I get a latitude and longitude of 38.960069 and a longitude of 77.087187. To accomplish the same feat in a Windows 8 application, it's very easy. So first, I will open up Visual Studio and select New Project. And from my templates, I will choose JavaScript as my language and Windows Store as my category. For the purposes of this demonstration, I'm just going to create a blank application. I'll call this Basic Geolocation. And click OK. When Visual Studio comes back after creating the project, we'll see that we have a default JS file here on screen, as well as a project over here that's been created. If I open up default.html, we'll see HTML that we've all grown accustomed with and are quite familiar with. So I'll go here into my JavaScript file, and inside my app.onActivated event, I'll paste the code that I have. And you'll see that it instantiates a geolocator control or object from the windows.devices.geolocation namespace. And it makes a call to the get geoposition async method. This async method actually returns a promise. And promises are a new ECMAScript standard that we follow here in Windows RT. And when that promise comes back, we pass the method to this to the promise, and this function gets called. And this is actually where we pull in our latitude and longitude and set the inner text of that H1 over to our latitude and longitude. So before I continue, before I run the application, there's one step I haven't done yet. And that would be telling the appx manifest file that we plan on using the user's location. So I'll go over here to package.appx manifest file, and I'll double click it to open it. You'll see we got a great, nice graphical user interface. But there's a lot to explore here, but we're really just interested in capabilities right now. I'll click on the location checkbox, and I'll be sure to save it. One thing I'd like to note is that if you prefer viewing XML over a graphical user interface, you can go in here and choose View Code. Visual Studio is going to ask me, am I sure I want to close it? Because in order to open it again in a different editor, it's going to want to close it and reopen it. And we'll see here that this is just an XML file. And we'll see right here is where we have our capabilities, and we've added the capability of location. So without further ado, let's run the application. So we'll see that since this is the first time this application has run on this machine, I'm going to get prompted. And this is in order to allow users more control over their location and give them a stronger sense and stronger control over their privacy. So it's going to ask me, can basic location use my location? I will allow it. And we'll see right here, we have our latitude and longitude display right on the screen.